Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Bonsoir. I don't know if I was transmitting earlier, so I had to switch between the cell phone and the tablet. But I am not on the tablet, so everything should be fine. I should be transmitting and you should be transmitting.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Here we are. Everything is fine. How are you today?
It takes three attempts to get this thing working. I had to log out, log in, Bluetooth, on, off. Finally, it connects. What a system.
Yes. I did connect on my phone, but for some reason I could not see me speaking up, so I had to log out of the phone, log in the tablet, plug in the Wi-Fi of the tablet, of course. It's a gymnastic.
Too much effort. No wonder the average person doesn't bother.
Yes. At this point, I'm almost ready to get something implemented in my brain to make it all easier.
Could you get a little closer to the mic? You're a little low.
Yes. Is it better that way?
No. Nothing changed.
And that way?
A little bit. Not much.
Oh, it's terrible. And if I do it like that?
No, it seems the same.
Oh, what can I do about
it? All right, that's okay. How am I coming through?
You are coming through fine, loud and clear.
Okay, maybe I'll just turn up the volume. I'll turn up the volume on my end.
Okay, because I am using the same setup as always, and I cannot do much.
All right, that's fine. So how's your week been? I know tomorrow is the Friday audio chat. I had some time. I saw you. You helped me set up I needed another Google account because I need another YouTube channel. I just realized my backup YouTube channel's gone. So I need to set up a new YouTube channel because I'm going to try StreamYards and try streaming just to see if anyone wants to send me any super chats. I want to try that technology out. Have some fun.
Yes, why not? It's a great game.
Why not? Exactly. And Marcus and I are chatting tonight at 8 o'clock, which is in 2 hours. And I think I might try StreamYards tonight. I might try it. Costs $20 a month, but $25 a month. But I might try it. Why not?
Yes, why not? Each and everyone is using different technology, and you get to see what is working. For audios, Discord is, for the moment, the more convenient, but there are better options out there. And streaming on YouTube is pretty useful because you can get people more easily. It's the biggest media.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna do it on FakoTube and YouTube. I'm going to try and do a couple. I can do FakoTube exclusively. It's not a problem. But I want to do Facebook at the same time. And are you on Facebook?
Absolutely not. I have never been on Facebook. There is only one picture of me on Facebook, and it's not my fault. I did not want it to happen.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is, for instance, Kevin J. Johnson, who we interviewed this week, he's on Facebook, but he's banned from his own account. So he uses his producer's account. And if you go on his producer's page, he can share the stream of his producer's page. something like that. So it's interesting. I don't know. It's a headache, but there's a lot of things you can do. So if I couldn't stream on my Facebook, then I could get someone else to authorize me and then stream to theirs and then put their stream on my page. Something like that. Always,
yes.
You know all the tricks. You know all the tricks. There's a million tricks.
Yes, there are many, many things to go around. A VPN or whatever the case. Some, in Switzerland, there are many videos on YouTube that you are not allowed to watch. So, we are well aware of how to get around those things and everything. It's the same thing for the Google account. I didn't know that they required a cell phone number, but they had to get an option available for everyone to do it without a phone number. It's just that
well,
you got to be served.
Well, I think the thing is, if you do it from your Android, they already have your number. So that's why they don't have to ask for one. If you do it from your computer, then I tried a bunch of ways to get free texting to phone numbers on the computer, but that didn't work. Because all the free ones, Google only lets you use them once. So if someone else uses a free number, it's locked in their database. Unless they release it. Most people don't release it, so that's why all the free numbers don't work.
Yes.
Anyways.
I don't know how companies are working the fact that they have to reallocate older number, and those numbers might be locked out of Google or whatever. That might be...
Not locked out, but the thing is, Google will store the number you use in their database. So it's not like it doesn't work, it's just that they only allow one phone number per account. So once someone uses it, if they don't set it back into the Google Ocean, then it's locked forever, which sucks.
Yes.
So it's a Google thing. Yeah, they started doing that, I believe, this in 2020. But anyway. I only wanted it just to create another YouTube account, another backup YouTube account, but because I can't use my main YouTube account because if I blow that one up, then I lose all my subscriptions, and I actually pay for that Google account so I can stream in the background on the YouTube there on my phone. So I don't want to lose that, and then I lose all that. So there's so many headaches, so many technological headaches.
Yes, the only reason I have a YouTube account is to be subscribed to Uncle Oz, so. And that's only on my tablet. I'm not logged in YouTube on my cell phone. I don't really see the need, to be honest. Because in the end, the videos that are age restricted, they are not censored, if you want. It's that YouTube is aware of what they are. What I want to see is the videos that YouTube are not really yet aware of what they are, and they might be censored later or disappeared from YouTube altogether.
Right. So you just are subscribed to Uncle Oz so you can comment. Is that why? Make comments.
Yes, exactly. And also the fact that I can be advised when someone is going live or something like that. When I open the YouTube, it's the first thing that is in.
Oh, I got it. I got you. All right. Well, that's good. Did you see the Uncle Oz and I with Kevin? Well, it was mostly Uncle Oz. Kevin J. Johnson, did you like it?
It was
a
bit late for me, those weekday audio chat that are set up at night time for me, it's difficult because I have to work early, so if I stay up listening most of the time, I tap out in 1 hour in, and it's very late for me.
Well, no, that one was at 12 o'clock, so that would have been 6 p.m. your time.
Oh, it was an afternoon.
That was...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
There's the new bump.
At that time, I was probably at work. I could have listened, but I was not aware of the hour, to be honest. I don't watch much when I am at work. Because it's time-consuming, and I can... You know what I mean? There is only a certain amount of time that you can... Be looking at your phone before someone notice and start seeing something.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the masquerade party going there this week?
It changed, to be honest. It changed a lot since we last spoke because apparently they say on the paper that now they want to give fine, and they are serious about the fact that they want to give fine to everyone that is not wearing a mask where they are supposed to. And now the cashier, twice when I am getting my groceries, made me the remark that a simple face covering was not enough and that I should be wearing a mask. But so that's the big change. But it's supposed to be that we have to be getting fined if we don't wear a mask in supposed places. But apart from that, I didn't see it in the street life. But that's the narrative, if you know what I mean. On the newspaper, I don't read the newspaper daily, but I read the headline, and the headline was that today, for example, the headline was, it is costly to not wear a mask in Geneva. So they are pushing that that agenda right now.
Okay. Do you guys have the daily COVID count in your media? Or they tell you how many people are, have the... Oh, yeah?
Yes, but it's like everywhere. They don't say how many people died, really, because it's pointless. I mean, last time I checked, it was, the official number was 7,000 people for a country of 8 million.
Yeah. So I'm going to just say it now. The masking is a new world religion. I think it's literally a one world religion, really. There's not a lot to it. There's the mask. It's a religious garment at this point.
Yes. And like I said, they are less tolerant with the non-wearing of the face covering, and even at work. But at work it's different, because I am a smart guy and I can talk my way out of some situation. So for some reason, telling the manager that it was legally allowed to wear a scarf in front of my nose and mouth instead of a mask, it worked out. So at work I can, in some occasion, I mean when I am not with the clientele or anything, I can only wear a scarf in front of my face. But all the other time it's a mandatory mask everywhere.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So aggravating. It's just such a...
It's terrible. It's really terrible. But that's the new religion, like you said. It's the new virtue is to tell people to wear masks and to be the one that is aware of everyone that is not wearing a mask. The new religion is to call the police when your neighbors are making too much noise because they are more than five. That's the way the new world order wanted it, and they find the best way to implement that plan, apparently.
Yeah.
And here we are, 1 year later, and we were all thinking that it would relax, that something better was coming, and I don't think that it will be the case, really.
Yes.
Everything will be slow, and it will take an insane amount of time to get everything, anything working. And people that don't have a steady job right now, they probably are in a lot of trouble to get another one. So they will get some government money, but it will be the minimum possible to survive on. So that's a grim future, but that's what we are about to experience.
Yes.
So,
have you ever been
reading a Charles Dickens book?
Whose book?
Charles Dickens.
No. I'm not a reader, sorry. What did you read? You probably are a better reader than I am in English.
I don't know. I didn't read that much book in English, to be honest. But
you read it in French. You read it in French.
So it's a description of a terrible poverty and a terrible condition of living, but it was about more than 150 years ago, almost. So.
Right.
I think that it's what we are about to experience in some way. If the goal is to reduce the population, the power that be have to maintain a facade of decency. So maybe the way is just to get as many people under the poverty as possible and let them wither out slowly.
He's right. Talking about down and out in London and Paris.
Not specifically, but I am talking about the terrible condition of living that people were experiencing in past time in relation to what we may experience in the future.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, Alto. Psychologist here.
Hello.
So, like, for example, the 1929 crisis, the condition that people were allegedly obligated to live under at that period in North America, for example.
Yeah, and you have like, things in Russia as well that were really bad, where, you know, you've got, like, these stories where people are eating their babies and stuff, and they're selling limbs on the street and stuff like that.
I never read that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, there's stuff about, like, they're eating the dead, I think, and they're, like, you know, people are, like, selling the limbs for meat and things like this.
That I don't believe.
Yeah, it's probably a dramatized.
Yes, there was a lot
just
of propaganda. Yes, one of the earliest examples of propaganda against Russia, which was the Soviet Union at the time.
Oh, you're way too far away from your mic. Get closer. I know now you're really low because Alto is really loud compared to you.
Is it better that way?
No, I don't know what happened. You're really super low. Alto, what's the masquerade party looking like in London these days? I believe you're in London.
Yeah. I mean, today, I went into the petrol station, and obviously I don't wear a mask anywhere. And the guy in the counter, just had his under his face, you know. He was kind of happy that I didn't have mine on, so. Yeah. But, you know, it's a one-off thing. I mean, I think that it's still not super, super widespread. It depends where you go. I'm sure if I went more into central, it'd be a lot more widespread. In my area, there's far more without than with.
Oh, interesting.
But, yeah, it depends where you go.
How's Bojo these days? I haven't heard any of his... I'm not really hearing anything out of England these days.
Yeah, I don't particularly... Yeah, I don't really... You know, I don't absorb any of that stuff, so... The only time I see him is on some Technonosis video where he's saying they're all CGI and all deepfakes.
Okay. I don't follow that guy anymore. His stuff is a little dry for me. There's
too
just
crazy.
Too much to choose from.
Yeah.
That is too much. We all have our favorites anyway.
Yeah. We all have our leanings.
What are you absorbing these days?
I don't know. Not really much anymore. I'm kind of... You know, we had this long thing with John and going on about how there's not really much point going on about it and everything else. And yeah, most of my energy now is just on creative things, really.
Okay.
But that's only because, it's only because it doesn't really affect me at all at the moment. You know, I go to work. It's normal for me. I come home, every now and then I go into a petrol station or whatever, and I never comply with any of the bullshit, and no one says anything to me. And if they do, I'll be so rude to them straight away, they won't even know, they won't even know what's hitting them. So there's, fine.
Is it better in any way now?
Oh, yeah. For me it seems a lot better, because it's almost like the normalization has set in, so people don't even really realize why they're doing these behaviors anymore. So they're like, how long can they still remain in the fear? You know, how long can you be fearful? You know, how many years can you be fearful for until you realize there's
forever.
Nothing to fear?
No, the forever. I will tell you that it can last forever. People in jail can be fearful of something forever, of some people forever.
But that's because they're actually going to be confronted with it, aren't they? You know, whereas here,
But like, the microbe, the virus is everywhere. We are confronted with it when we breathe. Even.
Yeah, but no one gets sick though, do they?
People don't need to... There is people that get sick. Even people that don't get sick. Follow my point. The thing is that people, and I say that many times, people want to be a part of something. So you will have people that never get sick, or that get sick for an unrelated reason, that will claim to have the disease, and they will spread that news in their circle of friends and everything. And at that rate, everyone knows someone that had COVID at one point, and they are lying. It's like with the Holocaust or for bombing, 9/11, same thing. You get some people that claim that they were there and they will defend that story, and for many people, that's just enough, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, the repercussions, the longer it goes on, the worse the repercussions are that have nothing to do with the, you know, the protein ball, and that are all about the countermeasures and the cure. And the more people recognize that, hey, the cure is doing more damage than the apparent problem. So I think a lot of the longer it goes on, the more you get these people that are just completely had enough of it. Because you already, this is the thing, the whole trick of this as well is you can't tell exactly how on board people are, you know, because so many people are just going along to get along. But all of those, that probably 50% of the population that's just going along, they're just getting beyond fatigue now. So they're, you know, they don't really care anymore if they see someone who's not playing by the rules. You know, because they really, so many of them want to rebel. But they're just too cowardly to do anything about it.
I think so too, Alto. I'd rather not speak with you. So if you can you, that will be best for everyone.
Oh, no. What's the level of lockdown in London right now? What level are you guys?
I don't even know. I guess we're supposed to be tier 4, allegedly. But, yeah, I haven't been stopped once. But also,
The latest headline I heard out of Bojo was that you guys are going to need to apply to the government to leave the country. There'll be no leaving the country.
I'm interested in going inside of the country. Is it still possible, Alto, to go in the UK and stay in an hotel 14 days and then be semi-free in the UK?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, I think. I mean, I know people that have gone away to certain places, and when they come back, they've got to do the 2-week lockdown in their house, and they have some little brown shirt come to their house every day, or they get a call every day to check they're in, stuff like that. And I guess you can probably do the whole hotel thing, probably. I wouldn't, you know.
I heard Ryanair.
Travel or something like that.
Sorry, even what?
Even if it's not a business travel or family reasons.
I guess so. I mean, I know people that have just like a few weeks ago moved to Lisbon. So people are going on holiday and moving around and stuff still. But it's just that you're going to have whenever you get. Well, here anyway, on this side, when you get here, when you come back, they do have people that are knocking on your door or calling you up every day.
Yes, but I don't
know. I heard that Ryanair has a new Jab and Fly advertising campaign going on. Have you heard about that?
No.
Did you hear that?
About that?
What
no.
I know
no.
is that, funnily enough, from the International Airport of Geneva, flights are still coming and going to and from Addis Ababa. And funnily enough, that is exactly the place where many of the refugees are coming from. So I guess on that...
Well, that's where the guy from The Who isn't the
ex-terrorist guy.
Yeah, the ex-terrorist guy, isn't he from Ethiopia, Addis Ababa? Is that right?
Yes, he is.
So
exactly.
He's got to get all his... He's probably going back and forth all day long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course there is the international...
He must be a celebrity there.
Tedros.
Yeah,
Tedros.
Ad Hanum.
There's a couple.
What?
Yeah.
Ad Hanum. Tedros Ad Hanum.
Yes.
Gabriel is even speaking more English than I am.
By the way.
Worse than your character's accent, Benoit.
Yes. But
he's probably the only one on the plane half the time.
Yeah.
No, I think that.
I'm sure he's got his own one.
No, I think that.
I think Bill Gates is flying him around. Bill Gates will be flying that guy around.
Yes, but the fact is that half of the country is already living in Geneva, so.
Oh, really?
That we have to have. Oh, yes. It's incredible. Incredible.
Is that right, huh? Is that part of the Kalergi plan, where they're just replacing the population of Europe with Northern Africa?
Well, I think
is that,
that
the,
it's more
is that the Kalergi
that
plan or something?
Issue. Well, in my opinion, and I might be totally off track on it, but my opinion is that when I was a kid in the late 90s, they were getting many people from East Europe in, and those people were Muslim, predominantly. So at one point, they probably figured out that they have to balance it somehow, and that is the closest they can get. You know what I mean?
But what is the Kalergi plan? I think that's supposed to be another conspiracy where they're replacing all the people of Europe with people from outside of Europe.
And not only there, you hear the same thing. Venezuelans here.
I don't want to hear that.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I just don't want. That's my prerogative to don't speak with that guy. I'm sorry.
All right. It's okay.
I mean, I'm a nice guy. Let's continue on that topic. So yes, the thing that I fail to understand really is that if the people that control the world have a plan that is set in hundreds of years, I mean, it's kind of stupid to elevate a part of your population, the European people, to a certain level of education, and then replace them with other people. I don't really see what would be the point there.
Yeah, but if an inevitable byproduct of their education means that they're gonna have a huge drop in their reproduction numbers, it's kind of on a broader scale of just population management, it's a necessity that you have to bring other people in. And where are you going to, where are you going to bring them from? You know, the only people you're going to get to make that shift are people that are desperate enough to do it. So, yeah, they're going to be coming from those places.
Oh, yes, I agree. 100,
I
yeah,
agree
no doubt.
But it will be easier, in my opinion, for the power that be to implement policy that encourage fertility and reproduction. I mean,
I don't think it works.
The problem is, it doesn't work. If the reason why that population isn't having aren't reproducing in those same numbers is a cultural thing. It's not. Do you know what I mean? It's not necessarily they can't afford it and all these other things. It's just that it's not part of their societal norm anymore. And you can't just shift that giant cruise liner, in a generation.
Yes, right.
You're right.
Also, the fact, and the fact is that the people that control it doesn't know everything, and they might realize that over the course of time that it was not the best idea, and change it up.
Yeah, it's a bit like the whole Chinese one-child policy thing, people are, if they find out it's a girl, they're going to get aborted.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
And to add to the point, the fact is that with robotization, you need less qualified personnel to operate.
Yeah. Yeah, the robots are taking over for sure. Yeah, it's a tricky situation, but I agree with also 100%. The Western world is collapsing anyway, and
yes,
without immigration, without immigration, then they lose their growth model. They need their growth model to service the debt. If that doesn't work, which I guess it's not working, then they got to collapse the economy and they want a new centrally managed system. I think, although I still think the Great Reset is still working right now. I think the level of belief is, I think what's going to happen is they're going to keep this virus scam going as long as possible, and then get as much of the Great Reset rolling. And by the time the Great Virus hoax loses its strength, then the Great Reset will have already been partially or half implemented, and then people are just going to let it keep going. I really think, I've said this the whole time, it's a race between awakening and implementation of the Great Reset. That's what we're experiencing now, and they're going to do whatever phony story it takes to drag out the virus narrative until they implement as much of the Great Reset as possible. So if that, do you think they could keep the hoax, the virus story going for 10 years?
Oh,
right now,
yeah. Yes.
I think they can.
Yeah, because they've...
And
It's like I keep saying that they've set up. It's like now that you've come to the understanding of how health actually works, you realize what they've done is they've created a situation where just the people that are within the situation are going to have an increasing occurrence of disease because they're not getting any sun, they're not getting any exercise, they're probably wearing two masks now for however many hours a day, they're just going to keep getting all of these problems. They're eating more junk food than ever and everything else, and it's just going to be, when it comes round to winter again, there's going to be even more people sick, so this coming winter more people will be sick, the winter after more people will be sick. It's just going to keep going on. The numbers that the numbers that they're using to back everything up will keep, they're going to keep growing.
Yes,
because everything that's set in place is a situation that will just perpetrate disease. They're polluting the tank more and more and more. Obviously, yeah, all the fish are going to get even more sick.
Right. Yeah.
Is that jab when it comes around to the next time when people are sort of completely depleted on sunlight and everything else, well, are they going to have an even worse flu because they've been loaded up with God knows what? It's like one of my friends who's one of the people in his house has been working in a COVID ward for this whole time or whatever, and he got the COVID vax, and then like a week later he was really ill with the, tested positive. And then everyone else in their house got ill as well. So what's that then? Are they just all having that detox at the same time? And is their detox triggered by someone else's, is something being emitted that then triggers the detox or something that, that then is going to be, you're going to test positive via that testing method. I mean, I find it really strange. But then I had contact with this guy as well all the time, and how come I didn't get sick then? Do you know what I mean?
Well, first of all, I'll reject the premise that contagion exists. I don't believe in contagion, so number one, you don't know if you got sick. First of all, you don't know if he really got the vax. He could say he got the vax, and you don't know if he did get the vax, if that made him sick. Because if everyone in this house got ill, it's probably because at this time of the year, at least where I live, we're all exposed to the same environment in our family.
Yeah.
exactly. Eat the same food.
Yes.
We live in the same house. Our complete insides are dried out, even though I got the humidifier on full blast. We're still mostly exposed to the same level of sunlight. We are getting the same amount of exercise. So that's more likely to make us all simultaneously ill at the same time than
Do you think there can be a degree of, like, synchronization as well in when you go through
psychologically,
If you're, you know, like, if you had these women in the house and their cycles sync together, then could it be possible that these other people that live in a shared house, their cycles sync together?
You mean, like, it will trigger a body reaction? Because at one point, my body is sensing that your body is going through it, so it deduces that it might be going through it.
Yeah.
Yes. So kind of a preventive reaction.
Yeah. And that is...
I don't even know if it's preventative. I think it's psychological, where monkey see, monkey do.
Well, I don't know what is triggering that reaction, but I do believe that reaction can happen.
Hmm.
Well, I would like to see a double-blind study, and I would literally love to know if blind people all get sick at the same time. Because if you can't see... that, oh, this guy looks terrible, he really looks ill. I mean, obviously, a blind person's other senses are hypersensitive, so he could smell, he could hear, but I'm wondering if in a blind family, if you didn't see someone else being sick, then psychologically you're not as easily triggered.
Yeah.
But I still don't think it's a detox. I think that's misleading language.
You don't think it's a detox in relation to all the, like, the basically the toxins that are built up in your body?
I go by the idea that there's four ways to get ill. Injury, toxins, chemical toxins, food toxins, and stress, and malnutrition. That's how I go. So
doesn't it?
Well, yes and no. I guess so. So if you have a toxin, you got to get it out. So that's the detox. But I'm saying if I am not eating correctly, but I'm not toxic, my cells can die because I'm not getting whatever the building blocks are to keep them going. And then I need to repair. But that's not a detox. That's just me being having malnutrition, and therefore I have to, those cells are purged.
But undoubtedly your nutrition contains a toxic component.
Yes.
You know, the foods you're eating are laced with toxic pesticides. They're stored in these plastics, but who knows what, you know, who knows what these plastics are off-gassing into your foods. You know, you're taking all of these inputs, and with all of these inputs, there are the potentials that you're also inputting some form of toxin.
Yes.
And over time,
that's going to
build
up. Yeah.
And you were speaking also
about
the test earlier, and last week there was a video, it was in French, of a guy, supposedly a pharmacist, that was using some Coca-Cola on a COVID test, and allegedly the test was positive. And I wanted to play it, so I watched it on YouTube if it was still present. And everything that is present is the rebuke from the French TV.
For why it tested positive and everything,
Yes. But the original video is gone.
Oh, too bad. You got to save these things, I guess. Well, I'm going to be back on around 8 o'clock. I'm going to try to get... I probably won't get time to do StreamYards, but... I'll be back around 8 o'clock if anyone wants to listen in. fake11.com/stream1. That's when I'll be back. It's been about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, then. I will stay there for a while, of course. And I will also have to mind to unmute the other pest before I leave.
Okay. That's fine. But I'm going to step out for dinner.
Yes. Bon appétit.
Yes, thanks for the chat. Thanks for your help. On getting my, hopefully I'll get my backup YouTube channel back up. And I plan on streaming to FakoTube and YouTube and Facebook and wherever else. wherever else, I'll give it a whirl. Once I get going.
Yes.
Yeah, so
meeting will be on fake11.com stream 1.
Well, yeah, when I do a show, not an audio chat, I put it on stream 1. The audio chat, stream 2.
That's how I do it.
But thanks for your help, Benoit. As usual, you always come up with a solution in minutes. Which is great.
Yes. I am good with that. I cannot...
You are.
So anyway, bon appétit. And,
okay. Merci.
Have a nice chat later.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Yeah.
So yes, and also that was that guy, the Tanzanian president, that also allegedly said that he tested some kind of vegetable or fruits and they came back positive.
Yeah, and some animals or something as well, no? Something like that.
Of course. Why not? I mean, some tigers got the COVID.
So, isn't essentially all of this, what they're testing for is acids, no?
I don't really know what they are testing for in reality, and I don't really have an opinion on that. They are testing for something, and I don't even know if they are really testing for something. Maybe at some point in the chain, someone know what is up, and they just throw the shit away, and they just cross some name.
The test is just a bit of litmus paper, you know, so whatever you put on it, it's just going to give you some certain color.
Yes, exactly. And at one point, it doesn't matter. Like I was saying to Ab before you came, it is about 7,000 deaths of COVID-19 in Switzerland. We are a country of 8 million people.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's nonsense, isn't it? Because even if you take it like as complete truth, it's, you know, like, okay, right, so I think we should ban driving then, straight away, you know, ban... alcohol, ban cigarettes, ban everything. So if this is if this is your new level of like acceptable risk.
But I think that they ban driving, by the way.
Well, sooner or later, yeah, they will. Yeah.
The thing is that it takes an insane amount of time to get an exam. And apparently the drug test that I have to take to get my license, it is now have a wait list of 9 months. So basically,
really?
That's fine. Wow. I'm definitely about to drive and I probably won't give a fuck about having a license.
Yeah.
Next time it's about 12 hours of cell time.
They next time you get caught?
Next time. Yeah. First time was 6 hours, a bit of blood, whatever.
So if you're,
next time
I mean,
it will be 12, no real jail time, but a bigger fine.
Yeah. But I mean, how often do you really get pulled over? Like I haven't been pulled over for. I got pulled over last year.
Yes, but you have a driving license.
Yeah.
You don't have a driving license and you are not aware of what could happen, really. I was aware, but you know what I mean. Now I think that they might smell the fear.
Yeah.
I will do the gesture that will tell them, you know what I mean. It was not like that before. I was unconscious. I was not really giving a fuck. I was driving to maybe places that were 150, 200 kilometers away. Everything was fine. My license plate is from the worst place in the country. So.
Yeah, there you go. You got all these, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to have the appearance of nothing to question.
Yes, but they can smell the fear. I mean, it's like the shark, and there is blood in the water. Once there's blood in the water, there is nothing you can do. They are going to get you.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's also my fault. I could have waited 3 months to take the exam and everything. I could not.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, everyone's done it.
And the issue is that the bike was brand new, and you cannot buy a brand new bike and not get it... No, you get to get about 1,000 kilometers on the bike to really do the engine, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, to break it in, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that has to be done rather quickly. You cannot wait 6 months to be done. The bike cannot sit with like 100 kilometers. And
it's better to get it done, true.
So I had to, that was my excuse to put at least 1,000 kilometers in. 1,000 kilometers, okay, my bad, I fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe civilization will start to break down and no one will bother. That's my hope.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Then I can get someone on the back of my bike and we can roam the streets looking for the last bit of canned food.
Yeah, the last bit of fuel, you know.
Yes. And then I will meet this guy, his name will be Humongous. And that will be it.
I think I'll be gasifying wood by then, making my own fuel.
Yes, I don't know how the future will be, but it will be fun anyway. And
I
think that those restrictions will be eased down or anything. So that's why I was asking you the question. So if I want to go to the UK, I might as well go right now and do the 14 days and come back and do whatever is asked of me.
Yeah.
And also it might be fun, you know what I mean? Get a first-hand report on how it is. Maybe I will be in an hotel. No one will give a flying fuck of where I am. And I will not have to really wait 2 weeks.
Mm. Well, I think that, I guess you're coming, yeah, it all depends where you're coming from as well. You're probably coming from like a clean country, you know, so you'll be okay.
I'm coming from Switzerland, so I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest. I will have to quarantine. The question is that, will they even let me get in?
I'm pretty sure they'll let you get in, because, you know, I know people that are going back and forth, so.
Yes.
I know a guy that got back from Macedonia, three or four weeks ago. So, you know, people are coming and going, but.
Yes, the only thing is that you get to be ready to quarantine.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think, you know, it's quarantine is a thing, but after that, it might be worse. I don't think that they ask for vaccination yet, so. Maybe now it's the time.
I can't really see any of that actually happening though.
Maybe in the future, but not this year they are.
Yeah.
The travel industry is bleeding money too much, and at least for this summer, people have to be able to go to Spain and get fucked up. At least that.
Over here anyway, the whole thing just continues to act as if it's a self-selecting caste system. So if you have the confidence in your position, you're basically not going to be challenged. But if you're just going to acquiesce, then yeah, you're just going to end up doing whatever they tell you to do. And the ones that put up a challenge are just still at the moment left alone pretty much.
Yes. And the fact is that if you get a lot of money, you don't go to the same place in the airport.
This is Waterman Chris.
Nadir Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Cubbers.
Van Tassel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
But all those guys were Australian, I think.
What, that bumper?
Yes.
Nadir isn't. Yeah.
So yes, I think that for the moment it's one thing, but they really have to let people travel a bit. They really need the money, like I said.
I don't know about that.
I think so, but to
I think it's more that they just need the pressure release, you know.
Yes, also that definitely. But like I said, when summer will come, it's totally different, and people are not.
Yeah, that will just change.
I mean, okay, you can not go to a park and stay with your friend in the city anymore, but you just travel 5 kilometers, you are in nature, and no one will go there to bother you. I hope. Because who knows? There might be some bronze herb there also. So I don't know. Maybe Rick was right, but this year I think it will be like you say, there will be some pressure release and people will be able to go around a bit. But the thing is that I only get one passport. That's about it. So I don't have a special destination that I might be able to travel to because I have family there.
Hmm. Well, that's the thing. If you want to use the legit travel means, then yeah, it's going to be difficult, isn't it?
Yes, but the fact is that there will always be some clandestine immigration.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Network and everything. So if you're willing to travel under a truck or something like that.
Yeah, you'll always be able to slip on a ferry or some boat somewhere or something, you know.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
It's just definitely. It just makes it slower. So, you know, that's the thing, isn't it?
And way more expensive depending on which network you are using.
Hmm.
So if you are running with the African people in Calais, that's a thing. But if you want to travel with a little bit more comfort or safety, it might cost you a lot of money at this point.
But when you add in the cost of like you having to quarantine for 2 weeks at your destination, it's probably still going to be cheaper. You just jumping on some shady boat, you know?
Yes. Yes, but if I have the choice of the hotel, I can take the most shittiest hotel, and that will probably not cost me much, really.
Yeah, or if they're going to start sort of subsidizing it or something like that.
They might. Really, they might.
I don't think that they really care that much about, you know, like those industries and things. So.
In Geneva, it's quite different because they did use the cheaper hotel to house of the people that didn't have a home, really, and that wanted to have a place for the winter.
Oh,
they
right.
Kind of subsidized that industry.
Yeah. What, just last year?
This year, and maybe they started in December.
Ah, okay.
So COVID has changed the way things are done. Government will have to subsidize many people, but they will also have the choice to not subsidize some. So it will be a slow destruction of the people that they did not want to subsidize in the end.
Yeah, and that's
kind of a planned economy.
Yeah, and that's how the compliance is going to work, you know, like it does with all the other things. If you want the government sub, then you've got to do what they say.
Yes. There is no way around it.
Yeah, which is why I'm glad I've never taken anything. I never will.
I don't know about that. Really, if it comes to just getting a vaccine or whatever they want to call it, at one point, I don't think that we can be able to live normally without having it.
Oh, yeah, but then I won't be living normally, Ben. I'm fine. You know, I'm not really attached to being in the system. It's shit. So I don't care about leaving it. I'll just leave. I can happily live in the sticks, you know, with my missus and be fine.
Yes, but I need other people, so.
Yeah.
I need a tribe. We have to create a tribe in the forest somewhere.
Yeah. I'll be fine on my own.
The next step is an anti-drone air force, and then we are good.
I just think it will be a lot like the whole, you know, Brave New World situation where you just have the kind of wild
really
people on the outskirts, you know, and they're just going to leave them alone. They're just not going to. They're not going to be. Basically, there's going to be so few of us that are going to be that hardcore to just leave it all. That they're not. You know, they're not going to care. They're not going to bother. It's like now. You know, we're still given all these platforms to communicate on and everything else. It's not like it's all shut down. Like we're no threat to the broader scheme.
Yes, but that's because we are far from one another, and that's
about
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even if we were all together, and there's 100 of us or 1,000, it's nothing.
In Geneva, we can do a lot of trouble with 1,000 people that are determined.
You might have a day or two of trouble, but that's it. Do you know what I mean? It's not gonna make any significant impact. None of these things where groups of individuals align themselves and fight against the machine, they don't have any significant impact.
Yes, they might be just a dot in the biggest area.
Yeah, they're nothing. They're nothing, yeah. It's probably not even on a list of concerns. It does pop up. It's dealt with so swiftly and completely. It doesn't, do you know what I mean? It doesn't even matter. We're like little mosquitoes, mate. It's nothing.
Absolutely. But there is worst way to get around that doing some terrible things to the people in power.
But you don't. That's the thing, though. Who's in power? You know, who are you going to target?
Everyone else. Since I'm not in power, everyone else must be. At this point, you know what I mean. That's the problem with those type of solutions.
Yeah, that's
no way to.
That's the genius of the system, isn't it? The true the true control of the system, the knowledge of it doesn't exist within the system, as far as I'm concerned. Why would it?
You just have spokesperson.
Yeah.
In the form of politician.
You have a line of front men for the crowds to wave their pitchforks at, and that's about it.
Yes. Yes. You will never get the quarterback.
No.
There will be some big guy just in front
of you. Yeah, exactly.
You will never reach the quarterback.
And the quarterback's only the guy on the field. You know.
Yes.
He's not the club owner or anything.
And he's entering to the offensive coach.
Yeah.
Which is himself answering to the main coach, which is himself answering to the owner of the manager of the club, which is it's a never ending way.
Infinite lines of insulation, you know?
Exactly. And you are there just trying to get the ball.
Yeah. You're on the field thinking you're gonna win the game. Like, no, you're not.
Yes, exactly.
It's already been decided.
Exactly. And you are alone. There is no one behind you.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy for this situation.
Yeah.
But that's life, and that's so it will be about now. Who would have thought? That's the great thing. You know what I mean? No one would have think that was the thing to happen. Everyone, all those so intelligent people that were listening to everything and watching all the videos, listening to all the podcasts and everything. No one really figured that out in advance.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And that's the way it always is. No?
Yes. I'm certain that somewhere during one of his incredible rambling, Alex Jones gave us the scenario. But he might not even be aware, you know what I mean? He's just a random...
He's just reading whatever's on his teleprompter to say, you know. Yeah.
Yes, but at one point I think that they are not really having a script, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just an alignment of random words. And maybe one of those alignments was, Bill Gates is going to get you insanely sick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because who knows what he said at this point. Like you said, someone is telling him what to say. They stop it trying to make sense at one point.
Yeah. Well, basically, any scenario that exists in a film could potentially be what happens.
Yes. There was a note in the beginning of a book, but I cannot remember which book it was. Everything in that story is true because I invented it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we are going to reach a critical mass of people that want this to stop and that are really act on it or do anything.
There's a lot more, you know, there is, in my area anyway, there's a lot more people that are like sick of it and had enough. But that's the thing. Is there going to be a point where if there's enough people that are sick of it and had enough, then there's going to be a new level of clampdown. So
the thing is that it's a fine line, because if you get too much people, the government will have to act against them. And if you get so too few of them, you cannot really attain anything. So it's really difficult. There is a breaking point in both sides, if you know what I mean. Too few, it's not enough, but too much, it will be terrible, because at one point it will be forced inoculation or whatever the case may be. The best plot line will be that everything stopped suddenly. It's okay, we get this under fucking control. The vaccine is working very well. We don't even require for everyone to take it. And
every few weeks they almost tease that here, you know. At the moment the few things that I have heard is that there's this big push to get all the schools back and everything else now, and sort of threats for basically unions and schools that don't want to go back and all of this, you know. And you've got some of the more senior members of parliament and House of Lords, I think, that are starting to sort of go on about a sort of like a freedoms perspective sort of argument and things like that. and the damage, the broader damage that's caused by all the lockdowns and everything else. So that, you know, they're teasing that at the moment, but is that just a thing? So we're, you know, we have what we had last year where it gets into spring and everything kind of opens up again, and then you just get locked back down in winter. Because all they really have to do is...
Like a yearly pattern.
Yeah.
That is bound to happen every year.
Because that's all it... That's what I see it as turning to. It's just this yearly flip-flop where over the winter you're hibernating, and then in the sort of spring, summer, okay, you're allowed out now. That's to keep it going for longer, you have to put the pressure release, you know, you have to make that a component of the whole thing. And you use the pressure release and the give and take also as the reason why you need to go back into lockdown, you know, because we're letting you free, we're getting this new spread, a new mutation and everything else. And then, you know, when the winter hits, it's even worse. So yeah, we have to lock up for winter and everything, you know, it's just all of these things just, you know, they just all lace into each other so nicely for the narrative.
I get it, yes. And also, if you don't behave in the winter, there will be no release on the spring.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty juvenile, like a punishment strategy, isn't it? You know.
Yes, but people love that.
Of course, yeah, because it sets them right back to their sort of this juvenile state as well, and they're already kind of in that, they're already in this very childlike state, you know, where they've got an authority that they just believe wholeheartedly, and they do whatever that parent says. So yeah, they've all these people just being regressed, and they just get more and more regressed and more and more sort of their sort of levels of cognition just get progressively reduced, and then they're at home all day and they're on some stupid bloody app which, you know, like incrementally drops their attention span as well. They're just, you know, they're bots. That's kind of all they are.
Yes.
It's the whole, you know, the whole kind of industrial psychological approach to it is, it just, the whole setup is perfect, you know. It just feeds itself. It's constructed so well.
Yes, and slowly but surely you can drive people into poverty. And
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
The boiling frog.
Yeah.
That's how it is. The new normal. Yep. I like it too. Really, I like it better when it was only the Muslims that were trying to get us. And that was the narrative. It was way better for me, really.
Yeah. I mean, everything's a lot more interesting now. So, and it's a lot, I don't know, things are a lot more, you know, things have never been clearer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Which is, definitely. You know, that's a nice component to it, I guess.
Yes. The only thing that bothers me is this driving license thing, to be honest.
Yeah, that was
that's life. What is a year of my life in the end? Not much, really.
Well, I haven't been able to ride for like a year and a half either.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm going crazy as well, man. That's,
yes.
What can you do?
You can drive while you without a license, which I will do when the day get better.
I'm just going to have to get another bike.
Oh, yes. Get something cheap. Get something old.
Some cheap, only mechanical, carburetor, you know, dead.
Exactly.
Dead simple thing until I can actually fully finish my bike.
Right. Yes. Yes, but I see that there is a kit for my bike to get it back reverted to carburetor, so... I'm considering ordering the kit, not putting in it because it will not pass the
missions, whatever.
The control, yes, but
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just to have it.
Not that, yeah. I don't particularly think that any of that sort of a shutdown thing will happen like that. You know, like there's going to be some electromagnetic event, and you know, all your computers are going to stop working. I don't really. You know, so much of that stuff is all founded on all the nuke stuff, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
What actual proof is there of it?
That's all, folks.